Today is Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So let's get started. I know I say this a lot, but I don't have a lot going on today. I mean, basically, since I recorded, I went to work, and that was it. I recorded yesterday, so let me think. So today is Wednesday, and I recorded. I will say this: so we've started watching, because you know the new TV shows have come on, and I love law. I love a legal procedural. Well, I love a procedural. I mean, any procedural, like, I'm totally for it. I'm there. I'm all about it. And so we watched Bull. We watched For the People. It was canceled after 2 seasons. I used to watch The Practice. I watched The Good Wife. I watched The Good Fight on CBS All Access. I watched Boston Legal when that was on. I never really watched, I'm not as into like the crime ones, like with all the crime investigation. I did like Bones because I liked the characters and I liked the, it was kind of interesting that they did, you know, like the, research of all the bones and like the bones told them the story, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So I found that interesting, but like for some reason I never really got into Law and Order that much. But maybe I should go back. Maybe I should go back, and because I'm always looking for new legal stuff to watch. Oh, I used to watch Ally McBeal as well. And I watched one called The Guardian that I watched on Netflix, like after the fact, or maybe it was Amazon Prime, or I don't remember where I watched it. But anyway, so there's a new one, and I haven't decided, but I like it because I like just about any legal anything, especially where they focus on the cases. Oh, we watch Suits, and now we're watching Pearson on USA Up all night. but anyway, there's a new one called All Rise that started, and it's about a female prosecutor who becomes a judge. And it's a little bit of a mixture of like a drama plus a comedy. And so far, I'm really liking it. We watched 2 episodes last night. And it's about, you know, her kind of learning the ropes of being a judge. She has a snarky assistant, which is always cool. And, you know, we've only seen, like I said, 2 episodes, so I can't really give much information. But if you like a legal procedural that has a little bit of comedy, but also has some, you know, someone really trying to make a difference in the world sort of thing, it's really cool. I think if I liked confrontation more than I do, I would love to be an attorney. Actually, I think being a judge would be cool, even though I hate making decisions. Like, I literally cannot stand making a decision. But I don't know. I think it might be cool. So we watched that, and we watched 2 episodes of that and 2 episodes of Bull last night. And, you know, Bull is just kind of one of those. I can do other things, but it's cool because it's about jury science and like jury I know jury science is kind of a made-up thing, but it's all about jury selection and choosing the jury that will best, I don't know, you know, match what you're trying to do. Although the first 2 episodes of this season, they didn't really focus on the jury at all. So I don't know. We'll see how that one goes. But we really loved the show For the People. And it seems like all of the ones that we really like we really enjoy, they always get canceled. So I don't know. So that's what I did. So basically we watched 2 episodes of Bull, 2 episodes of All Rise. I edited Survivors Ready because that one started. We recorded that Sunday night. And then I recorded and edited Geeky Gay, and that's about it. And then I worked today. So I had made my trip to California and I had to do my expense reporting. And I hate doing expense reports. I feel like this is the start of a commercial, but literally I have nothing to talk about. But I hate doing expense reports because I have to take my receipts and I have to go, you know, collect all my receipts that I've saved and shoved in my backpack. And they're probably in, you know, 5 different nooks and crannies in my backpack. And I have to go and you know, find them. And then I have to go to the printer and I have to scan them in. And I have to email them to myself. And then I have to open the clunky expense reporting app that we have. And then I have to log a new expense report and I have to fill out all the stuff that you have to fill out. Ugh. Anyway, I did that today. And then I have a new, you know, I'm going to England in, I don't know, let's see, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like 4 days I'm going to England. And so I don't know, that's really cool. But we did get a new app at work. It's not new, but we started using, it's new to us because we started using it. The one we were using before is like really sucky, and it was horrible because if you made one wrong move, like if you did one step incorrectly, you'd have to go back and like do five other things. And this one was a lot easier though. And other than that, I'm just trying to get a lot of work wrapped up that needs to be done. Because even though I'm going to be, I mean, technically this is not a vacation because I'm going to be at a conference, I'm not really going to be able to do work. I'm going to be 6 hours ahead of my office. So by the time people come in, I'm going to be almost at the end of my day. Plus, I'm going to be in a conference trying to pay attention to all the various, you know, conference talks and stuff like that. And, you know, at night I'm going to be tired, especially because I'm going to have some jet lag going on the first couple of days that I'm there. So, you know, I'm not going to be able to get much done. And I know I'm talking a lot about work, but literally nothing has happened at home. But I will say this other thing. So I had a minor win. Well, first of all, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, but I was confrontational on a meeting. But it's looking like that my product that I've been working on for 2 years, I thought that I was going to lose the name completely. We were going to rename it, rebrand it, you know, break it apart, re-architect it, you know, all, like I was basically going to lose everything that I've been working on. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like how am I going to, I don't know. It's just, it's a lot. It's a blow to my ego. I lose some control that I had before. We don't even keep the same name. It seems like it's a failure, but it's not a failure. We have tons of customers now and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But it's looking like we're going to keep the name of my existing product and keep that brand. And I'm really happy about that. So it's like it's not set in stone, but the product owner he told me today, he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to just keep the name. I'm having a meeting. I'm just going to run it by our director on Monday. And as long as he's on board, we're just going to pull the trigger and make the decision. So I was like, woo, you know, I get to keep my name. And the product name is Plexus. And I'm not going to go into detail about what it does. But anyway, so that was kind of a win. And then I'm just trying to get loose ends tied up. And I have orchestra rehearsal tonight, and I love playing the trumpet, but I really don't like rehearsals. And I don't even know. First of all, a new person joined, and he's nice. He's a nice guy and all of that, but he's new. And, you know, having to learn how to get along with a new person in the trumpet section. And he's one of those people that he doesn't call me by my name. He calls me buddy or boss. I hate boss more than anything. Hey, what's up, boss? Well, it sounds so condescending. I don't even know why, but I don't like these buddy or boss or I'm losing. There are other words that people use that I can't think of right now, but buddy and boss are the only two that I can think of. Hey, bud. What's going on, bro? Oh, bro. Bro is another one. Like, it's like, just call me Adam. You know, it's fine. But he gets on my nerves. And I also, we're really laid back. And so we don't have chair assignments or we don't have assignments for like, Adam, you're always going to play first part. And, you know, other dude, you're always going to play second part or whatever. We don't have that. So we try to be really fair about how we dole out first, second, and third part. And I don't like the uncertainty. So in the rehearsals, we go and we don't take turns. We just kind of say, hey, I want first part on this, or hey, I'll take second on this. And we're all trying to, you know, not take too many first parts because everybody wants first. We're all trying to be fair. I just wish we had a better way of like assigning that. I feel stressed during the whole rehearsal. It's like, hey guys, do you mind if I take first on this one? But you can have first on the other one. You know, it's just, it's gray area. I'm a people pleaser. I don't want to take any first parts because I don't want to make anyone mad. And it stresses me out. It's such a small thing. It's like a really small thing, but it really stresses me out. Anyway, I've got rehearsal tonight. So, all right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ episodes or podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.